Must it with William? Are you keeping your mouth shut today or something?
All in over there.
Maybe as long as you want a headset, as long as you want to speak, you can hear you. I hear you.
No, I don't need to hear them.
Oh, good morning.
Okay, morning, Roberta. Is anybody out there going to tell me if you can hear me? I'm not on my phone. Yep. I left my phone at home.
I can hear you.
Okay, so and I'm not using a headset either. So this phone that I borrowed doesn't have a headset. So those are one of the that's the problems we're having today. Okay, so just need 1 second to get organized. Yeah, let me borrow a phone. And also, I'm not the host, so I don't have any control over noise. So if you can just, if you're making a noise, mute yourselves. Okay, so we started a very important sugya yesterday. Not a poshut sugya. Just get to it. Not a poshut sugya. This requires work. The theory here is almost irrelevant. If you're not gonna put the work in, you're not gonna get this. We generally, my team, we align our shi'ifas, our yearnings, our aspirations with our ability to attain them, because we think they're connected somehow. And at a certain point, they are connected. But we're going to see here much more important than a kudu, where you see that they one have nothing to do with the other. And you have to somehow tease them apart inside yourself. So let's have a look and see. Start from the beginning. I'm in Kuf Lamed Daled. The she'ifa, the aspiration, has to be bigger than what you can attain. So it brings from a Pinkas Atzal. We walk around with a massive mistake. A sadistic, a fundamental mistake. We align our she'ifa, our aspiration, with the amount of success we have. And since when we aren't able to actualize our she'ifas, so then we make small, we bring down our expectations of ourselves. We let life just zorem. Don't make too much of an effort, because anyway, no, life zorem. I can't be matzliach, so I'm not going to work too hard. This causes a person to mamash shrink himself, make himself small. There's Musa and also his essence, because we're big. We're actually very great, and everybody has a yearning to be great. What gets in the way of the greatness is this connection we've made, that we align our she'ifas with our ability to achieve. And we don't achieve, so we shrink our she'ifas. Instead of yearning for godless, for greatness, we make ourselves small. We'll see this halacha mefurish that we bring over. It's a Rambam, we'll see. As we mentioned, this is not the correct approach. To toast by your sod. Hasagas Hashifas Varatsinais Nechshovim La Voida Ruchanis Bifnaatoy. These are two separate avoiders in spirituality. They have nothing to do with each other for the purpose of this discussion. For sure they connect at some point, but that's not what we're talking about now. It's not connected directly to the avoid of the maisim. These are two separate ma'arachos, two separate systems, two separate mahalchim. Our sheivas have to be with all the koyach you can dredge up, everything. A person should yearn to get to the madregas of the avos hakadoshim. Nah, that can't be. Nah, I'm never going to be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why should our sheiv to be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Because unfortunately, it's a chazal. V'kach amnam limdeinu chazal. Rambam brings this down as well. In the Tana de Eliyahu, Chazal say, Chayv Adam Loime, Chayv Adam Loime. Not just it's a nice thing to do. Chayv Adam Loime. Matai yegea maise la maise avosei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That's what the person has to say every day. Chayv Adam Loime. Matai yegea maise la maise avosei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Well, what are you talking about? That's not possible. They're never going to get there. What are you talking about? Matai. Never. Because I'm never going to be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But zuhu shifa senelayna, but that's a shifa person has to have. Ah, but you'll never mamash it. So what? Two completely different things. One's got nothing to do with the other one. You have to yearn to be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and then you have to go and do what you have to do. Look a shoe one to the other. Amna manenu matzlich la mamash it's a shifa. V'rechoyki manu ma'avaseinu ad mo'ed. We far from our voice. We think we know how far we are from our voice. We don't know how far we are from our voice. We're waiting, we're yearning for the day where there'll be a Yeshua. Vazna Mamasha says she for saying and a gala minus of a saying of Yaakov. The day will come and there'll be a gula and we will get to the maisim, to the amaisim, we'll get to the dag of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But a time on Edulam Shekhl Shaif the Kach, in the meantime, you have to continue yearning and not to give up, not to weaken. And then get on and do what you're supposed to do. It means you have to yearn for the ideal and at the same time live in the real. It's not a stira. Your she'ifas, the ideal, doesn't have to get dredged down into the real of where I am now. There's a real. This is where I am. This is where I'm being oivet. This is where I'm working now, and that's fine. But at the same time, I'm still yearning for the ideal. And I don't change my yearnings for the ideal just because I can't get there now. There, when the Beis Hamikdash is built, Sham Dafka. Sham Noichel Beimus Lavodis Ritzonenu Amiti Ulakach Anu Meichaydim Betzapim Bekolais. We're yearning for the Sham. Shebonu Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash should be built, rebuilt speedily in our days. V'Sham Navdecha, not poor Sham. Then we'll get to the ideal. We're yearning for that moment when we'll be able to actualize the ideal. We'll be able to align our real with the ideal. But in the meantime, we're yearning for the ideal. We want it. We're waiting for it. We have a shifa for it. We're grinning for it. And then I live where I live. I'm not a stira. Well, what are you yearning for? Something you're never going to get. Because the yearning is a marechit on its own. It's an avoider in and of itself. Chayv Adam Loime, Matai Yegea Maisel, Maisel, Avram Yitzhak and Yankel. The Tana de Beliyahu understood our position. He understood what our matzah is. And nevertheless, you have a chiyuv to yearn for those lagers. And then go live where we live. Zu tfilaseinim aschuban abayis v'adayoyim v'sham na'avdecho. Adam Yodaya, kizu tafkidu v'zu matarosu. A Jew that understands that's his mission in the world. That's his goal. So then he starts looking at this world with the correct proportions, with the correct understandings. The taivas, the behemishtika taivas that he has, the goyish world that he's drawn after, and the suffering and the yusurim and the nisoinis he goes through, he starts looking at them with different eyes. He starts seeing them in the correct perspective. understands that despite the fact that he's not a Ben Olam Hazeh, this is not where we live. We're just temporary residents here. He's really a Ben Olam Haba. His passport doesn't say that he's a citizen of this world. He's a citizen of Olam Haba. It just happens to be here for this temporary sojourn. Therefore, he has a completely different, his life looks different. He's on a much higher level down here. He lives his life according to the shkofas of MS. He's driven by what the Torah drives it, that's all. Even though he may not get to the shleimus that is required of him. It doesn't mean that he starts aspiring and living down here where he's achieving. No, he knows he's a Ben Olam Haba. He knows he's a Ben Avraham Yitzchak and Yankim, and he has shaychus to that greatness. And that's not a stira to the tefillahs he's davening. He's davening for this godless. And when it doesn't happen, he doesn't get disappointed, he doesn't get broken, because he knows. He lives where he lives, and he yearns for something bigger because they're not the same thing. There's a hard work, this, by the way, the lo pashut, to tease apart the ability to achieve from the she'ifas to daven every day with a brain. When am I going to be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov? You know it's not going to happen like immediately, but you're yearning for it and you're she'ifing for it. In the meantime, you carry on, make your 2 steps forward and 3 steps back, and it's a void of modka shit. Modkashe, but that's chayv adam loyme every day. You have to say it, you have to work for it, you have to daven for it. We're not used to thinking like this, by the way. The world tells you exactly the opposite. The world tells you the exact opposite of this. If you go out there, you'll see the world will tell you the exact opposite. Zelon nachon. What's been taught here is zelon nachon, I'll tell you. You'll get yourself depressed. You'll yearn for things you can never achieve. You'll never be achieving what you want, and you'll always be miserable. Just lower your expectations, and then you won't be disappointed all the time. That's what they'll tell you, or have told you, or that's what they educated you as. If I'm wrong, tell me. I'm just telling you what I that this is what Ropinga's learned. He said this shit many times. I heard from him this idea. What can I do? That's what it says. When you see that Tana de Beliyahu, you're supposed to think, what are you talking about? In Arishka, since it's not Shaykh. I can't get my Maisim to the generation just before mine. What are you talking about, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? And the Vilna Goyen and the Chofetz Chaim? Well, what about Rabbi Aaron Leib? We don't have to go that far back. When am I Maisa going to be like Rav Shach? Never. What are you talking about? You're of Rav Elashev. I mean, we lived in the door of Rav Elashev. When are my deeds going to be like his? Never, because I'm never going to sit for 27 hours a day for 100 years learning the way he learned on his own in a room somewhere. There's a little sheikh, there's a little kashul. So what? So you stop yearning to be like him? No, you yearn and you daven and you mamash, you can't wait for the day where you'll be a godel, an autumn godel like that. But it's essential, because otherwise you'll never be anything. You could leave out this paragraph if you want. I'm going to read it because it's here. There's enough work already on the table. But the she'ifa, the godless of the yearning and the inspirations and the wanting, will also have an impact on the olam ha'maisa. Aliba de'emes yishtoikeku zu makrive u'meira aleinu. Kayemes emre ba'olam ha'shoif li'ois general yesh sikur she'yeh chayel toiv. There's a member, there's a shmur that they say out there. It says if a person yearns to be a general, then maybe he'll be a good soldier. If all he yearns to be is a good soldier, he won't even be that. You know, if you yearn to be an Adam Godel, you may just be a good frum Jew. But you know, if you yearn to be a good frum Jew, you may not even make that. if you're way above your ability to achieve it, then maybe you'll achieve something. When a person lives with an imuna and a yearning and an aspiration that the day is going to come when he's going to stand under the chuppah with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he knows he's not just another person walking around. He's not just another bag of steak and blood walking around this world. He knows who he is. He knows he's Bnei Bukhari Yisrael. He knows he's Kolosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows he's not from this planet. He's from outer space. He's destined for greatness, and therefore he has to align himself with the ways that a king lives. Can't live the way the Hamoin Am lives because he's not from the Hamoin Am. We're different from everybody else. The mice are different, not just we're the same as them, we just do different things. In essence, we're different. The neshama is different, the goof's different. As Rav Pinkas Atzala Yiragil Loimer Ki Tochen Losid Lovo Natzliach Letzet Zakein Bedin Shel Maale Betayne Ki Lefimatzef Hador Lo Yichon Lamed Benisoy. Rav Pinkas used to say, but it's quite possible that in the din, in the judgment that we have, in the future judgment we have, you may be able to get around the judgment. You may be able to be found not guilty. Because you can say, listen, with the fee the matzef of the door, the matzef we were in, I wasn't able to withstand my nisyonos. The poverty, the sevel, the surim, aviru tan al datenu of al das koneinu. We just couldn't. The poverty, the nisyonos, the wars, the redifas, the internet, the nisyonos were overwhelming. Lo itzlachti. So maybe you can get away with that. Ulam al inyan echad lo natzliach lanot bedin shel maalo. Well, one thing you're not going to be able to get away with that taina. Ala shayla madua lo retzino litalot. Why didn't you want to? You saw you couldn't, so you stopped wanting. You said it, you can't. Okay, but said. But why did you stop wanting? Madua shifasenu itstamku vihit gamdu. Why did your shifas become dwarfed? Why did they become tzomek? Why did they become quetched and shrink? You built for godless. Right now, you're in a matzav that you can't express it. Instead of, why do you stop wanting it? Why do you stop yearning for it and stop platzing for it? So the fact that you couldn't do it, okay, maybe you'll be able to Why you didn't continue yearning for it, that you're gonna have a hard time. That you're gonna have a real hard time getting away with. What did I just do now? Well, okay, I'm sorry. That's gonna be a big problem. In the last will and testament, the tzavah of the Baal Yesod Vesheris Avoida, and the Mitzvah Dovah Pella. It's an unbelievable tzavadus. We see something there more wondrous. Humazira tachevra kedisha ba'azoros chmurres. Kilo yuchis al kvoidoi. Ulacha pederosi b'tzubo is called dalet misas beistim. He asked, it's not something for us, but this is, obviously, he was who he was. He there gives the beistim very, very serious warnings that they shouldn't be concerned about his covered. Yeah? And after he passes away, they should perform on him all Dalad Mrs. Beistim. On the goof, Dalad Mrs. Beistim, lo yodei mazeh. Vasheu choyte v'poshay v'chayv is called Mrs. Beistim because he's a sinner and he's chayv all Dalad Mrs. Beistim. That's what he held about himself. Yeah, the Baal Yosef Cheris Vavoyde. Yeah, he was chayv Dalad Mrs. Beistim. And he wants the Chevra Kedisha should perform on him all Dalad Mrs. Beistim. Okay. He warns him not to write any praises or whatever on his matzeva. Only one thing they can write. All you're allowed to write on his matzeva is Yalaz, the Baal, Yisod Sherish Avoida, who his imuna in Hashem was like that of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, but he's a chaitan of Poshe and he's chayv dalet Mrs. Beislip. That's what he held. There's a pella. There's not a pella. I should leave you now to think about this for 24 hours. The dover pella. Torture my body. I'm a sinner. I'm chayv dalet Mrs. Beislip. Don't write anything on my kever. I know who I am. All you can write on the Metzeva is I had Emunah in Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu's Emunah in Hashem was pretty big, yeah? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem by Aspekare Mira. Moshe Rabbeinu's Emunah bordered on Das. It wasn't Emunah anymore. It was Mamash Moshe Rabbeinu saw Akkadosh Baruch Hu by Aspekare Mira, where the world of Emunah and Das and Emes sort of fade away. There's no Emunah there. There's knowledge. It's like five-finger clarity. You don't have Emunah that you have five fingers. Because you see by Aspeklari Mira that you have five fingers. I couldn't prove to you that you have six because you see it. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's Emunah. So this Tzofai is a Pela Otsu. Mitzad echad utoyin balahet ki hu roshe v'pashe v'chayv dalet Mrs. Beistin. On the one hand, he's a roshe and he's chayv dalet Mrs. Beistin. And mitzad sheni, the door reminds me of Kodesh Bochum, Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholom. If you have Emunah like Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholom, how did you become a sinner that you chayv dalet Mrs. Beistin? Elohu asheni banu, it's what we just said. Bal yosod v'sheri shavayde lefi dagosa atzuma, putting to his unbelievable level. We have no idea how great he was. Chashki adayin lo mila es choy voise tlap Hashem isbarah. He knows he hasn't fulfilled his obligations to Hashem properly. But dein rochuku ad ma'od mi'atachlis. He's far, far away from the goal where he needs to get to. Ach ein ze soise es ha'emuna ba'Hashem ve'es ha'gosh ha'kesh ha'shaychus sheloi Hashem isbarach b'kol prat b'chayim. There's no steerer to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of his everyday existence. He's with Hashem. He has a kesh, he has a shaychus with Hashem in every aspect of his life. The little steerer. You're not actualizing what you're supposed to be actualizing. On his level, we're talking about, but on our level also, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We know that. We're not fooling ourselves. But there's no steer to the fact that you can live with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like Moshe Rabbeinu lived with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amlam Radaitu, Choyte Vaposhev, Einu Matzlechem Ameshes Emunah Vashem Ve'esa Aver Alam. Now, Achinami, he's a Choyte Vaposhev on his level. Don't think that we understand what the Baal Sheres, your son of Sheres Avoida was a Poshev, Rosh, in his language, not in our language. And he's not matzliach to fulfill his Emunah, the Emunah that is, he can't express it properly. Ulam dova ze einu goyrim lo lekatnas hamoichin o letzimtum ha-sogas. It doesn't lead him to feel small and mitzumtum and I'm not this and I'm not that, and he lo zev. No! My Emunah is on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It's on the Metzaver, the Ein Shumbaya, the Emes Lamitoi. Avalma. Leonard, as Avalma, there's a lot of stira. But it says of a mistake, Klimson Nefesh of a Kosbok, the Koreg of Rebbe Munashlema Mamma, she was ready to give up his life for the Munashlema every second of his life. Uba MS Haimuna Hatzmima, Radvekas Apshuta Bashem, Misham Shim Kibriach Tikun, Amavriach Mina Kotzel, a Kotze, the safety such as Avoida. I haven't been to the safe. Maybe you guys have been to the safe. I'll take his word for it. Let's see on the shelves here. Never looked at it. Don't know why. Just, no, my Rebbeim never learned it. So whatever. Anyway, but yeah, there it is. But he says like this, that from one end of the safe to the end of the safe, him zoni b'kol nimi v'ilav a safe. The Emunah and the Dveikus in Hashem is permeates the whole entire safe from one end to the next. Hemshe zoyrim b'kol nima v'nima shel ha-sefer. It's flowing through every corner of that sefer. Tamid hu medabu masechim Hashem yisbarach. He's always talking to Hashem. V'siya pashtas v'atimas. He's talking to a friend like I talk to you. He's conversing. He's walking around. He's talking to Hashem kol hazman. He lived with Emunah Mamash Chushis, with Mamash. He lived with it real. Before he benched, Hashem, please help me bench, that there's no mafrim. Help me to concentrate in benching. Then after benching, he thanks Hashem, wow, thank you Hashem for letting me bench properly. When he would go buy, he would go buy clothes. He would say, please Hashem, help me to find a beged. That's matim, the right size. And that everything should be with the Ratzon Hashem. It's not Hashem for every little thing. Things we don't even bother to ask Hashem for. It was the last time I went to buy clothes. I said, Hashem, please help me find the right clothes. Thank you, Hashem, for helping find the right clothes. I need Hashem to help me find clothes. And I know how to find clothes. What's the Hashem for that? No, you would have put every little thing. Everything the Baal Shem is already, every little thing was talking to Hashem. Like you talk to a friend. And then you thank Hashem afterwards. He thanked Hashem every time he had a puff of tobacco. Okay. Today you can't thank Hashem for the puff of tobacco because it's awesome. But in those days where tobacco was fine, you could be Hashem. In every aspect, he's living with Hashem. That's the basic truta imuna that a Jew is supposed to live with. That's what he lived with. Every little thing you need, you're speaking to Hashem all the time. There's one siman in Shulchan Aruch that deals with the imuna, the dveikas, the sogas, the shifas, the ritzonis, the yearnings, the aspirations, the kesha that I have with Hashem. That's one sugya. Actualizing that and living with that lemaisa, that's a separate different parsha. That's a completely separate parsha. That's a separate avoider. The two separate avoiders. That's exactly what we started with yesterday, the Gemara in Brochas. Why is it that we first say Shema after Hashem Lakecha before we say Vayim Shemaya, we Kabbalah Sol all mitzvahs? Why do we first have Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim and then Kabbalah Sol mitzvah? That's exactly the sugya. G'day Shikabbalah Malchus Shemaim Tchila. First, you have to be Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim. What is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim? Lisnaf al Kiddush Hashem va'achar kach Kabbalah Lavol mitzvahs. First, you have to be ready to give up your life for Hashem. That's Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim. V'avtas Hashem b'chol afilu noitelis nafshecho. V'achar kach Kabbalah v'al mitzvahs. Then, kize aderech lekarav Yehudi l'avodas Hashem. V'loim elo, Rabbi Yehudi, this is how you do kiruv today. Avodas Hashem tzrichim l'israf ba'esh. God walks into Osamayach the first day, Aisha Torah, the first thing you tell him, you sit down and tell him, you join us, you gotta be prepared to give up your life for Hashem. Yeah? That's the first thing you need to know. Wouldn't it be better to start with him something nice? Explain to him the beauty of the mitzvahs. And only afterwards, bang him with a surprise. Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention, I've told all the beautiful things, Shabbos and Cholent and Kishke and Chamim and all the beautiful things and the Chagim and the holidays and the wondrous things of Yiddishkeit. And then tell him, oh, by the way, that now that you've signed up, by the way, there's some side effects, like you have to give up your life for this. No, as he walks in the first day, you tell him, listen, you come here, you've got to give up your life for Hashem. Because he's born in Iraq, he gam baramba b'hilchas yisurabiyah. Peregudalad nivsa keitzad makablim is geret tzedek. That's how you makabal geret tzedek. Okay, we don't have time now. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. We'll go into that shtickle. It's the same way we makabal geret tzedek. We don't do it nicely. We don't tell him all the wonders of Hashem. You first tell him you're going to burn and you're going to burn and burn and suffer and get tortured and have your flesh scraped off your bones, And if you still want him to say this, a welcome, then you can eat cholent. Well, until you've, it seems the wrong way around. First, you'd have Kabbalah Sol mitzvahs and then Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. Anyway, the main thing, forget about that for now. The main thing you have to take away from what we learned today is a person has to sit down with himself for a long time alone and have a look and see what his shifas really are, what his aspirations, what his yearnings, what does he really want. And don't allow your inability to achieve that to get in the way of your yearning. I used to see this Bochum. A Bochum would come to me and I'd say to him, what do you really want? Assume that there's no limitations. What do you really want? What would you want if there's no limitations at all? And they found it very hard to say it because it's so ingrained in us not to want things that you can't have. Because we don't want the disappointment. We don't want to feel disappointed. We don't want to feel like a failure. Laws, you have to go and sit down in a room quietly on your own and work out what do you really want if there were no limitations on you, nothing getting in the way. What would you yearn for? What do you want? Matayah yigia maisela Abram yidkamo Abram yitzakan Yaakov. When will my imuna be like a Moshe Rabbeinu's imuna? Never. So then don't try? No, there's one try. It's not going to do with it. You have to shreif. You have to yearn and want it. Then go into another room and sit down and work out. Okay, what am I going to do now? Well, I'm going to maybe get out of bed before Sofzman Kriyashma. Okay, certainly. The two separate sugyas. The Ot Chashuv that a person doesn't give up his yearnings and aspirations just because he can't achieve them. And at the same time, not get miserable and depressed because you're not achieving what you're yearning for. You'll start yearning for big things and you'll not achieve it. And then after a week, you'll start getting miserable and depressed because you're not achieving what you set out to achieve. No, no, they're two separate sugyas. There is avoid a mod ball or pashut. But if you make the avoid, you'll see it. It's gewaldic. It frees you up. The Meshachre, it frees you up. It liberates you. This unbelievable. Anyway. That's the story. Matz Hashem. Yeah, tomorrow we'll continue with Matz Hashem. Sag gesund.
It calculates its own running balance. Hello. Baruch Hashem. Oh, okay. Can I give the Rav, is it easier to use an American number or this cell number? Oh, then the American one, I can go hands-free. So this way I can... Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, so let's stay with this one. Yes. If I could call into the Zoom conference call, if you, oh no, you can, well, no, you can't create a, whatever, so hold my, whatever, hold our phones. Right, I just don't know the Zoom number. What is the Zoom number? Okay. Okay, I just...